Unlikely Cooperation, written by Stories for Travelers, read by Raven. Summary: Bucky and Oliver decide to work together to get Hydra out of Starling City. Things don't go exactly as planned. Almost got the location, Felicity said, typing quickly on her computer. Thank you for your help, ma'am, Captain America answered, and Felicity tried not to think about the fact that Captain America was right next to her. His muscles were even bigger in person, but there were more urgent matters at hand. Got it, she said, and Captain America sped off on his motorcycle. She, Roy, and Diggle jumped in a car and followed. None of them talked about what they were afraid they would find. That they'd be too late to save Oliver and Captain America's friend. They had just found out that the two of them had, rather idiotically, Felicity thought, tried to take down a secret Hydra base right outside of Starling City without help from S.H.I.E.L.D., Argus, or even Diggle, Roy, or Felicity. Apparently, Oliver had decided that this Winter Soldier was better backup. Or maybe the Winter Soldier was allowing Oliver to be his backup. It wasn't entirely clear, but apparently Steve Rogers himself was worried that this was an impossible mission, and that didn't bode well for anyone. According to my phone, they are actually a couple of blocks away from the Hydra site, Felicity said. Steve just texted me, Diggle said. All the Hydra agents on site have been incapacitated. Maybe Oliver and the Winter Soldier went after the ones trying to escape. Or maybe they've been captured by the Hydra agents who escaped, Roy said. Shut up, Felicity said. Sorry, that wasn't nice, but really, shut up. They followed the dot on Felicity's phone to a nearby hotel, the kind of place that would give Hydra agents lots of opportunities to blend and disappear. It looked like Oliver was on the roof, according to the program, but no one was there. Captain America arrived then after calling for Takens from the Hydra base. We'll go room by room, Steve said, and they all nodded. They went through, Steve insisting on knocking down the doors and going in first, just in case they were being lured here by a Hydra trap. The upper rooms were all luxury suites and were empty this time of year, until Steve knocked down a door, let out a big sigh of relief, and griped, Some things never change. Felicity, Diggle, and Roy ran to see what he found. Oliver and the Winter Soldier, naked, in the middle of something that seemed like it would require a whole lot of flexibility. Diggle and Roy immediately turned around. Felicity tilted her head. Hey, we took down a Hydra base. We decided to celebrate, Bucky said. Now, could you please all leave? Oliver said, sounding very consternated. We thought you were in danger, Oliver, Diggle said, still not looking. Sorry, but we're fine. Steve let out a loud sigh. Well, at least you found someone as bad at keeping it in his pants as you are, Buck, Felicity added. You realize, Oliver, that Captain America totally just called you a man whore. A national icon thinks you're a man whore. Yes, Felicity, I'm sure it won't be the last time that happens, Oliver said tiredly. Felicity just kept looking at the two men's bodies. All right, I'll talk to you later, Buck, Steve said and turned away. Felicity reluctantly followed, and the four of them walked out. At the elevators, Steve added, Well, thank you all for your help, even though it turned out to be not the danger we assumed. Can I touch your shield? Roy said. Steve sighed. Sure. The end. Thank you for listening.